You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Happy Tuesday to everyone out there. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your busy day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. You are tuned into WGOD. That is, if I owned a radio station, those would be my call letters if I could have them. WGOD, you know, WABC, WCBS, WNBC. Well, mine would be WGOD with, of course, the tagline like they all do. Mine, instead of Eyewitness News, oh, that would be a good one too, Eyewitness News. But mine would be All Truth, All the Time. Because when you're in the Bible, when you make that the focus of all that you believe, of all that you teach, and of all that you preach, you've got the truth. You're preaching the truth of the Word of God. This is what I say when people have a difference with what I preach. I say, and this is what I say. I said, bring your Bibles and leave your opinions at home. And come on by and let's talk. Bring your Bible with you, though, and keep your opinion at home. And let's see what the Word of God says. Because the Word of God is truth, all the time. I welcome you back once again now. A little bit more info, and then we're going to get right back into the Word on this ministry. We're on Facebook at WGOD Radio. If you have yet to like the page, would you do that? Always keep everyone updated on there. There are some daily devotionals on there. These podcasts, as soon as they're recorded, are uploaded on there. Also, my website is WGODradio.com. Now, here today, we're going to hear part two of this message here from a brand new book I just started preaching 5 weeks ago, and it's The Gospel of Mark. We're going to take 16 weeks to go through 16 chapters. Now, here in today's program, we're going to get into the meat of the Word of chapter 1. I think we're going to cover one verse today. Let's get into the Word now here, the Gospel of Mark.
Okay, there's some background info on Mark and who Mark is. Apparently, Mark had got cold feet in the past and deserted Paul and Barnabas. Paul was reluctant to give him a second chance. Some other time, though, when you get the chance, read 2 Timothy and read the last chapter and look and see that apparently that they had made up, so that was not permanent. The church father Irenaeus says way back in the 3rd century, quote, Mark, the disciple and interpreter of Peter, did hand down to us in writing what had been preached by Peter. This is Peter's gospel. I think this is why Mark is my favorite gospel. I was always intrigued with the idea of hearing Peter's account of the life and ministry of Christ. Okay, date written. Most likely between 67 and 70 AD, prior to the fall of Jerusalem. Another church father said, quote, after the death of Peter, Mark wrote down his gospel, unquote. Now, the death of Peter was around 67 AD. To whom written? Now, as Matthew's gospel was written primarily to a Jewish audience, Mark's gospel is written primarily to a Roman audience. So it was written to Gentiles. To whom written? Okay, a purpose. Plain and simple. The purpose of the Gospel of Mark is to show that Jesus Christ is unquestionably the Son of God. We're going to discover that in the very first verse here. Mark is a power-packed gospel, fast-moving gospel. Mark's favorite word is the Greek word euthaos, which means suddenly. We're going to see that all throughout this gospel. The Gospel of Mark's got four main features. Number one, Mark is the gospel of realism. Let me slow down a little. Mark is the gospel of realism. Mark reports Jesus' life with little interpretation. It is an on-the-spot eyewitness account in a fact-by-fact style. Number two, Mark is a gospel of action. So first, gospel of realism. Number two, Mark's a gospel of action. Again, key word euthaos, meaning straightway or immediately. We're going to see this Greek word over 30 times in this gospel. Number three, Mark is the gospel of humanity. But Jesus' humanity is forcibly pictured. Jesus is the carpenter. He was moved with righteous anger. He became weary. He marveled at people's unbelief. He became tired and needed rest. He was moved with compassion. He sighed. He looked and loved the rich young ruler. He hungered. Number four, Mark is the gospel of the eyewitness. Mark is the gospel of the eyewitness. Mark adds detail after detail to the events of Jesus' life. Details that could only come from an eyewitness. There you have it. Four-page introduction. Now let's pray here as we embark in this book. Lord, we ask for your blessings now, here today and week in and week out, through the gospel of Mark here, Lord. Speak to us through this text. Help us to know you better. Help us to know Jesus better. Fill us with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. And as always, Lord, I pray, help us to be doers of your word and not just hearers. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Gospel of Mark, chapter 1, verse 1. The beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Let's make no mistake about it regarding who Jesus is. He's the Son of God. These eyewitnesses want you to know that the man, Christ Jesus, was and is the Son of God. Even the demons knew it. Let's flip a couple pages here to chapter 3. One page in my Bible, I don't know about you. Chapter 3, verse 11, it says this. It says, "And unclean spirits, when they saw him, they fell down before him and cried." By the way, if you have spiritual eyes to see and understand and grasp, the demons do the same thing to you too. If you realize that and recognize that, when they saw Jesus, they fell down and cried. They fell down and cried. Because demons are sissy pants. All right? Write that down. Demons are sissy pants. "And greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world." Their great power is you don't realize that. Or you forget it. You've got authority over demons. They're scared of you. They'll fall down and cry. That's how you can walk into a 7-Eleven. You go up to pay for something and someone looks at you and they hate you. Or they're fearful of you. Have you ever run into someone that feared you, who you've never seen before? Because there's a spiritual battle going on. Ephesians 6:10, "We wrestle not against flesh and blood." It's not the person there, the cashier. "We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness in high places." You got to look behind the mask and understand all of life is a spiritual battle that's going on. There's a war for souls out here today. It's a spiritual battle. You got to look behind the mask. It's not the person that won't come to church with you. You gotta look behind the mask. Unclean spirits, when they saw him, they fell down before him and cried, saying, "Thou art the Son of God." And he straitly charged them that they should not make him known. Now, they taught me in seminary, this is known as the messianic secret. The messianic secret. That is, don't tell anybody yet. So gospel writers knew it. The disciples knew it. That is, that Jesus is the Son of God. The demons know that he's the Son of God. The question is, do you know it? Before we even go any further, do you believe? I've read somewhere that over a third of all college professors in Christian universities don't believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Now that ranks you lower than a demon in the belief business. Not an enviable position. I can't even assume that anymore. That everyone here believes Jesus is the Son of God. 1 John 5:10, he that believeth on the Son of God has the witness in himself. He that believeth not, God has made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. And this is the record, that God has given us eternal life, and his life is in his Son. He that has the Son has life. He that has not the Son of God has not life. These things I've written to you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know you have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. It's 1 John 5:10. Okay, verse 2. As it is written in the prophets, "Behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight." Okay, now, must we have this conversation again in this church? If your Bible says it is written in Isaiah the prophet, may I suggest to you that you get a different Bible? What's the problem with that? Well, I'll tell. No, as a matter of fact, I'm not going to tell you. You tell me. If your Bible says it is written in Isaiah the prophet, I send my messenger before your face who will prepare the way before you, what's the problem with that statement? Somebody tell me. I'm going to pull up a seat here until someone tells me. Isaiah didn't write that. It's in one manuscript they found somewhere in a waste paper basket. Isaiah didn't write that. Malachi wrote that. Malachi. Not Isaiah. If your Bible says Isaiah, I suggest you get another Bible. Try with the King James or the New King James, because it's translated from better, accurate manuscripts.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time.